Okay, good morning. We're continuing
Morning.
Hilchos Tzli for or Melicha and Tzli. So now we're doing the Kaved. We're in Siman Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel, Si'if Aleph. We read the beginning of Aleph, most of it. So a recap is we're discussing the liver, and it has riboy dam, it's full of blood, and therefore the halacha is that we don't to kasher it, we don't just salt it. Instead, we grill it, right, over the fire. We put a couple slits, sheti ve'erev, or a few more slits, and then that's good. Now, we're going to continue where the Shulchan Aruch reads, ubedi eved, right after the Rama, right, the long Rama, right afterwards, the Shulchan Aruch continues, ubedi eved mutar imidbasha levado bakadera belotzlia. So what happens if you don't do melicha and you don't do tzli, and you want to eat your liver, the kaved, cooked? So you cook it in a pot by itself. Is it kosher? So he says mutar b'dieved. The kaved itself, it's in a bowl of in a pot of just water. So even if you didn't kosher the kaved, you can eat the kaved itself, because we say because it has the Shach explains others because it's so much blood, when you cook it, it only comes out and it doesn't go back inside. Avala kadera asura. But the pot now becomes asur because of dam, right? Unless it would be shishim kenegdo. Asura shapaletet ve'eno bolaat. Because the blood leaves the liver and doesn't come back in because there's so much blood. So it's only busy leaving. It'll enter the pot walls, but it won't re-enter into the liver itself. If there are other food, other pieces of meat with the liver, then the other pieces of meat would also be usser, just like the pot itself. But the liver, you can pull it out and eat it. But some say, the second opinion, not lahalacha according to the Shulchan Aruch, says it's usser, the liver itself also. Haga, and the Rama, and the Rama goes with the Yesh Misha Oser, and says, no, if you cook it, then even the liver itself is also aser. Afilo nimlecha kaved kodem bishula. So the Rama goes to the opposite extreme. Even if you salted it and then cooked it, the liver is still aser. You can, if you want to cook it, it must be grilled first. Sleep. That's the only way. If the Shulchan Aruch part, yeah. Exactly. That's stam v'yesh. So halacha k'stam. Always, yeah. Unless there's like another Shulchan Aruch that says otherwise, but that's always, yeah. Okay, let's go on to bet. Im chaltu b'chometz o berotchin. What happens if you're now going to boil it in vinegar or boiling hot water? V'nikev v'hotzei mizrkei hadam shebetocho. Before you do it, though, you remove any of the blood vessels. Any of the obvious blood vessels, you remove them. So, min hadin mutar levashlo. So, according to Mikar Din, the true halacha, according to the Gemara, is you're allowed to, all you have to do, we had this before, you do chalita. You just boil it in boiling hot water. And what it does is it makes all the blood stay inside. So now, you're allowed to cook with it. You can cook it. You can cook it with other meat, and the other meat, the liver, and the pot, and everything is mutter to eat. Elisha Gaonim, already in times of the Gaonim, Asru La Sot Kain. The minhag is because they said it's Asr, and that's the halacha. You cannot rely on chalita because we're not bikin, we're not experts to know exactly how to do a chalita correctly la halacha. So we just say you're not allowed to. Ubediyevid, but if it was already done, mutter. If it was already done with rotchin and cooked, and you already have it, and you, the pot was already used, b'di'evid, it's mutter, and you can eat it. That's okay. And then, of course, there may be rare cases of health issues where sometimes chalita could be used. Okay, but in general, we don't allow it. Gimel. Let's leave. Tzarich chaticha mishum dam shebesimponos. V'imokaro kodem tzliya yikar enu acharkach. So, halacha is, before you do tzli, we already learned, because there's blood inside and there's blood vessels inside, you have to slit it. You have to do at least sheti ve'erev at the minimum, like across nice big slits, so that the blood can ooze out of it. And if you didn't, but you just roasted it without doing that, yikreinu achar kach, it's okay. Just cut it after you did the grilling. Maybe any of the blood will come out from the blood vessels, and then you can eat it. Okay. Right. Certainly, he points out in the Shach, if it's hot, it's especially it's important to cut it open, and then things can. But once it cools down, then it's not such a problem. All right. Anyways, cut it open and rinse it out. V'yesh omrim she'ein de'ein sarich letzli shum chaticha klal. The Rama writes, in a case where you just want to eat the liver whole after you grill it without cooking it or frying it, then you don't even have to do any cuts sheti v'erev whatsoever. And that's the minag lechatchila, according to the Rama. You don't even have to make any cuts if you're going to eat it only grilled. The cuts are only necessary if you want to do bishul. That's okay. That was elaborated. Oh, mine has haga, yeah. And says v'yei shomrim.
And you have parentheses after haga?
No, I don't. I don't know. Okay, let's go to Dalet. Im tzala'o im basar b'tanarim shvimei chachmei talmud. Okay, so now you want to skewer meat within, let's say on one skewer, initially we're talking about, the meat's on one skewer, and in those days they had, their ovens were very, very hot in the inside, and they were a bit of an upside down cone shape, where it becomes a lot more hot, and the opening on top where the fire comes out of is very, very hot. So what happens? You have to make it shepihim lamala. Their ovens, the opening is up on top. So yeah, kaved lamata, velo lamala. In other words, whenever you're skewering it on one skewer, you should make the kaved be on the bottom lechatchila and let the other meat be on top. We're talking about if you're on one skewer, you have different pieces of cuts of meat, including the liver. So the liver, which is ribui dam, should be on the bottom. Ubidyavid mutter. But really, it doesn't matter so much, b'diavad. Okay. And because we say la halacha, that the Gemara has the expression in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, the Shach mentions it, the dam mishrak sharik b'tzliya. Whenever you're roasting, the blood is called slippery and it flows right off. So, b'diavad, it doesn't matter while it's on the fire. Ubeshipudim shetzolim eitzel ha'esh aser letzloto ima basar lechatchila filu kaved lamata. So now you have different shipudim next to each other. So then you shouldn't put it together. 1 second. You shouldn't have it touching together. I'm trying to think.
We have like a shpud of liver and a shpud of basar. Is that what it says?
Yeah, you have, right. You know what? I'm not exactly sure why, but she says you shouldn't have them together. I don't know. I think we'll just keep going. Anyways, you shouldn't have it touching. If it's on one shiput, it's one thing, but if they're on different shiputim, then you should not have them together because you don't want the blood from one going to the other. I don't know. The Shach writes because afterwards when you're lifting it up and moving it around, it can switch from which is on top and which is on bottom. And you want the kaved to be on the bottom. You don't want it to be the other way around. Right. If it's on one skewer, it's not going to get switched around because the meat doesn't move. Once you have two skewers, people are always moving around skewers. And lechatchila, we always want the kaved to be on the bottom. So lechatchila, you don't want to have two skewers that are next to each other that can end up being switched. All right. Hagat. Mio. Im nimlacha kaved. Kvar, mutter litzlota im basar. Once you do salt the kaved. We know we said salting is not enough, right? Even to cook with it. But if you did it, then it's mutar litzalta im basar. Then it's okay to roast it with the, any piece of meat. Afilu algabe bisra de kavar nitmar damo vavle kabasar algabe basar. Because the melichas doesn't do enough to really accomplish anything purposeful for us, but it does reduce the amount of blood, and it ki'ilu transforms the kaved, the liver, to be on the same level as the other regular meat, the rest of the meat in the animal, and then there's no issues of which is on the bottom and which is on top. We're talking about real melicha. If you do a real melicha for 18 minutes plus, or an hour, and it's all covered up, right? So then, once you do even, but mikardin, once you do 18 minutes, even if you're Ashkenazim, so then it'll work to get rid of the, to lower the level of the amount of blood, and then you can put one on top of the other, and then you can do two skewers together, and you're not worried if they move around. Okay, yeah, so we explained that. Okay, good. Hey. Lo yom lichenu lechatchila al gabe habasar ela tachtav. So we said, when you salt it, also, you should only lechatchila do it, you shouldn't be salting liver on top of meat, the meat should be on top of liver if you're going to be salting it. Okay. Haga v'nagu shalolim loach kaved klal. But the minag is generally we don't salt the kaved ever anyway, afilu levada, even by itself. And that's the minag. We should not differ from the minag. Rak yesh lamocha ktsat kishihi techuva bashiput umunachas al ha'esh litzalta. However, seconds before, or as you put it on the grill, not even minutes, seconds before, that he says the minag is, the Rama writes, right? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it, I believe. Only the Sfardim do not add salt. I mean, they're allowed to, but they don't have to. The minhag for Ashkenazim is whenever they grill, right as you're putting it on the fire, you sprinkle the coarse salt right away. Some coarse salt, like enough to taste, not to have it fully surrounded with salt, just whatever you would normally do for taste, that's how much salt you sprinkle on the meat or on the liver, right before you do the grilling. Umiyu. Im ita shamalach kaved, if it happens that you did salt the liver, bein shamalcha levada or im basar, whether you did it by itself or with meat, afilu agabe bisra hakol mutar, even if you salt the liver on top of pieces of meat, at the end of the day hakol mutar, everything is mutar. A lot of different opinions in chumras, but at the end of the day, everything's mutar. V'yesh omrit, and some say, Sheish liklof me'at saviva kaved in hudvuka ba'of ve'enu ela chumra ba'alma. And there are some people, you don't have to follow this at all, but there are some who write that if you're going to salt kaved with, and we're talking about the full amount of salt from malicha, if you're going to have it covered in salt and it's touching another piece of meat or chicken, then you should cut off kedei klipa, a very thin amount, wherever it's touching, if it's touching when it's being salted. Now the minag is once you roast the kaved, so then you should rinse it with water. Because you sprinkled on the salt initially absorbs some of the dam, some of the blood, and that blood's on that salt, and that salt with the blood is sitting on your piece of meat. So this is, again, this is a chumrah of the Rama, not the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, Nagul adiach kol hakaved, once you kasher, and by roasting your liver that had some salt on it, you should rinse it. Miu im lo adichu muteret. But if you didn't rinse it off, it's still kasher 100%. It's a chumrah of the Rama for Ashkenazim. And so we're going to get into this again in Ayin Vav. We'll discuss about review, rinsing before and rinsing after, if it's one time or three times, we'll get there shortly. It's not specific to liver. We're discussing liver. You'll see in Ayin Vav. It's 100% across the board. So it's not specific, but We're only discussing liver, so he's just telling you, rinse the liver. If you look over there, any piece of meat, you rinse any piece of meat. Okay. Okay, here, I'll just tell you. Really, you only have to rinse it once. We'll see, some say you should rinse it three times. So if you watch a YouTube video, not recommending going on YouTube, but if you do anyway, if you look at a YouTube video, you might see some rinsing it once and some rinsing it three times. Okay, we'll get to there shortly. That's an ayin vav. Okay. And if you forget to rinse it or you don't rinse it, it's all mutter. Okay, let's go to vav. Nimtza kaved ba'of tzli mutter. If you find in your chicken, you roasted chicken and you had the kaved in there, it's mutter. Haga. V'yesh omrim liklof me'at saviv ha-kaved ve'eino ela chumra ba'alma. And some say, like you roasted it a complete chicken, and after the shechita, and you forgot to take away parts of the organs, and there's the kaved is still there, and so you, right? But we learned we're supposed to grill it lechatchila by itself, but you grilled the whole chicken with the kaved all touching all together. So the halacha is it's okay. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah mentions a chumra to remove kedei klipa with the part of the chicken that's touching the kaved. It says it's only a chumra ba'alma. You can follow it or not. But if you cook it, then instead of tzli, if you cook the whole thing together, then you need shishim keneged the kaved. Haga. Ve'in lecha of shu shishim neged ha-kaved kishishlema. So we learned opposite to the heart. With heart, we said, if you have a complete chicken is always going to be shishim keneged the heart. But regarding the kaved, it's a little bigger than the heart. And you're saying, if you only have one chicken without other pieces of meat or food with it, you're never going to, but you can have liquid or chicken or liquid or vegetables, that helps. To increase.
Total volume
has to be shishim keneged the liver. But the chicken itself is not. Okay, ulachain, ima kaved shlema. If the kaved is whole, udvuka ba'ov, and it's attached, it's still attached, it wasn't dissembled or dismembered from the rest of the animal, from the chicken. Udvuka ba'ov, nasa ha'ov chaticha nevela. So if you don't have shishim keneged the liver, this is the Ramah versus the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, now the whole chicken also becomes chanan, chatichas nases avela, and now for the other contents in your pot that you're cooking, uba'inan shishim mishar dvarim shebekader neged kol ha'of. So if you didn't have shishim keneged the kaved, now the whole chicken is aser, and then you need to eat the rest of the soup. You're going to need shishim of soup compared to the entire chicken, which you're probably never going to have. V'hu adin im davuk chatichat kaved b'chatichat of v'ein shishim kenegdo da'anan kaimelan v'chol ha'isurim chaticha nasas nevela. We'll get to there in Simon Sadi Bet, but anytime you have two pieces of meat that are attached, the Ramah holds, we always say chanan. V'im ein ha'kaved davuka. But if it's not attached, so then mitzdarif koma shebekadera levata lakaved. And then, we always use everything in the pot keneged the kaved, but now it's detached, so the difference is v'im yeh shishim mako hakol mutter. And if you have shishim keneged the kaved, then everything is mutter. Miyo hakaved atzma asura, just like the heart, but the kaved itself is aser. All right, it says kama bale. Very good. Of. Shemala u bebeitzim venimtza bolev o kaved dinu kemavushal. Now, if you have a chicken and you fill it up and it's full with beitzim and venimtza bolev, and you also find that there's a lev or a kaved, it all has a din of mavushal, that it's inside of it. Uba'inan shishim mina'of below hamiloi v'imlava kol aser v'imala u babasar v'ein sham beitzim. And you crush him or me'akvim adam dino ketzli. I don't think we're talking about davuk over here. The beitzim are not davuk as far as, I mean, it could be attached. Chicken? Well, you can remove the inner organs and put chickens and food in there. Or some of them. So some of them. You can remove out the intestines and leave out those.
So that's what we're dealing with here? We took out some organs, but we left the liver?
The liver,
that's what it looks like.
Right?
If yeah. It, whatever is attached, I would call davuk. Whatever is not attached is not. I don't know. Let's go to Ayin Dalet.
Because it's stuffed, it makes it like it's davuk?
No, I don't. Stuff doesn't make it davuk. No. Stuff does not davuk. Siman Ayin Dalet. It has to be mamash attached. Hatchol dino kishar basar. Okay, so now we're getting to the spleen. Hatchol alfa pishesh b'mara adumutz v'nira b'riboy adam dino kishar basar v'tzarech melicha. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the spleen, it is more red than the rest of the meat, and there is more blood than the rest of the meat and of the animal, but it's not the same status as liver. Halachically, it has the exact same status of the entire of meat of the entire animal, and all you need to do is melicha or tzli, whichever you prefer.
It's flesh.
It's flesh. Has the same din as flesh, not like kaved. Haga. Yesh omrim shenagu shelo levashal haklayos o beitzei zachar. So some have the minhag not to cook haklayos o beitzei zachar, the testicles, klayos or the kidneys. Afila achar shenikar otam, even after you do nikor, you remove the blood vessels. Mishum itbuhu rov dam, because it has a lot of blood in it. Ubediyevid ein lachush, and bediyevid it's okay. He means to cook it after doing melicha itself. Right? Ubediyevid ein lachush.
I'm not one to argue with you. That was absolutely not the case with our sheep.
But not with our sheep? What, you mean what? No blood with the klaios and beit zeizachar.
No,
the klaios I didn't see. We cut them and threw them away.
Once you remove that membrane, there's nothing there. So I'm
all right.
I'm not chas v'shalom arguing with the mom. That wasn't the case with our particular sheep. Maybe it's relevant to cows.
Ubediyevid ein lachush, it's not the halacha. It's fine. Umutr limloach kol elu im shar basar, and you can salt it with whatever you with all the rest of the meat. Even if it has a lot of blood, as long as you remove the membrane, which is what we did with our Beit Zachar, because in the membrane there's dam, blood vessels, or any chelev that's there by the klayos and the Beit Zachar. Right, so you have for sure you have to do that. That's what the nikor of dam is. Yeah, that's everyone. You always have to remove the membrane. Or at least maybe slit it, but we just remove it, and then it's fine. Okay, Ayin Chet, should we start? Was it one? Yeah? No, we stop. Okay, we'll stop. Ayin's a long one.